In just a couple of moments, I'm going to be reading from Exodus 16. If you'd like to turn to that chapter, we'll look at Exodus chapter 16, verse 35. Now, it is in Exodus chapter 16 that we have some information about manna. Manna was that food, it was that bread which God brought down from heaven for the Hebrew people. According to Exodus chapter 16, verse 26, God set things up so his people would gather this bread, this manna, 6 days a week. On the sixth day, of course, there was twice as much. There was no need to gather on the seventh day, which became the Sabbath. When Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount talked about daily bread, there were some people, there were some Hebrews prior to the Lord's time who literally had that experience. If you found Exodus chapter 16, looking at verse 35, let's see what we have there. And the children of Israel did eat manna. How long? The Bible says they ate it for 40 years. 40 years until they came to a land inhabited, they did eat the manna, until they came under the borders of the land of Canaan. The manna, that bread, God provided that food for 40 years, for four decades, 6 days a week. For 40 years, God provided this food for his people, and his people collected it 6 days a week for 40 years. As I think about Exodus chapter 16, I have to step back and ask, what if I had lived among the Israelites? What if God had said to me, Brad, you need to collect this daily bread 6 days a week. You need to have faith that that bread is going to come day after day. You need to have faith that when day six comes, you can collect an extra portion that day, and that's going to last you through the seventh day. When you start looking at Exodus chapter 16, what the Hebrew people were told to do, what they did do, you find a very good foundation for the word faith. A little later in Hebrew history, we think about the prophet Habakkuk. It's in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4, that we have some fairly famous words. Habakkuk said, "The just or the righteous shall live by his faith." Those who are in a right relationship with God are the righteous. And as we think about the word righteous, some think that that word means we're righteous if we do good. Good according to their definition. Others think of righteousness as being something they achieve by being part of a religious group. If we go out and quote-unquote join a church, God's going to deem us righteous. Still others say, I have faith, I've got belief in God, I really believe in God. I love God and I want to serve God. And that is, in their estimation, what righteousness means. But Habakkuk, long ago, said if we want to be among the just, if we want to be among the righteous, if we want to be a servant of God, someone who goes to heaven, he said the just, the righteous must live and live by faith. That statement means that every single day, day after day, just like the Hebrews in Exodus chapter 16, we trust in God. Day in, day out, regardless of circumstances. When times are good, don't trust in self. Don't trust in money. Don't trust in possessions. Don't trust in health. Don't trust in youth. Don't trust in other people. When times are good, continue to trust in God. When times are doubtful, when times are uncertain, the just live by faith. When something seems so sure, we think, oh, today or tomorrow, in another hour, this or that is going to occur, and I'm so excited, we're almost there. The just shall live by faith. When things turn difficult, or down, or really bad, even during these times, the Bible says the just shall live by faith. No one else, or very few others, may seem to be living by faith. As we look at certain circumstances in life, we might think, trying to live by faith, having faith in God during this period seems incredibly difficult. But one of the greatest statements in the Bible, a statement which is illustrated many times, is the just shall live by faith. Many years after Habakkuk, we come to the New Testament era. And it is in the New Testament era that we come to a man by the name of Paul. One of the books that was written by Paul was the book of Romans. In that first chapter, the whole book of Romans has been praised by many Christians and certainly a number of scholars. Romans has a lot to say about justification by faith. It also has a number of complicated passages. But in that first chapter, in Romans chapter 1, verse 17, Paul lays out one of the most important statements in the book. He says, the righteous shall live by faith. Going back and talking about what Habakkuk had said many years before, in another letter, also written by Paul, the 2 Corinthians letter, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Paul did not use the exact words that he employed in Romans 1, verse 17. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, he expresses a very similar thought. He said, for we walk not by sight, but by faith. Or you might have it expressed this way, we walk by faith and not by sight. Once again, the just shall live by faith. There were some Christians in another place known as Galatia. And as Paul writes the Galatian letter, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, he says, I live. How do you live, Paul? He said, I live by faith. Paul believed that. Paul taught that. He knew that that's how all of God's people are supposed to live, by faith. At times, I think there are some Christians who look at Paul's life and think, I could never be like him. And maybe that's true in some respects. There may be some aspects of Paul's life, the missionary journeys that he did, the chances, if you will, that he took for the life of Christ. There are some people who think, I could never do that. But you know, if you look at Paul's life, there is one aspect that each one of us needs to model, and that is by faith. It is not an optional thing. Paul said, I live by faith, and God says to us, the righteous shall live by faith. As we look at Paul's life, we find that he went through life believing that God was with him, wherever he was, whatever the times were, whoever he was with. He believed that it was right to live, to walk by faith. If we are a mature Christian, and that designation is going to differ from person to person, but if we believe that we have been a Christian for a number of years and we've made some spiritual progress, we should be, a standard part of our Christian life should be walking by faith. For those who are new Christians, or for those who become Christians perhaps in the future, an important point for them is to learn to walk, to live by faith. Young people need to be taught what it means to walk by faith and then start that process at the appropriate time. God wants all people in all places to walk by faith. You may remember that before Jesus went back to heaven, he had a conversation with Thomas. Pulling now from John chapter 20, I'll cite a number of verses. Jesus made an appearance, John 20, verse 24, when Thomas was not present. The other disciples, John chapter 20, verse 25, had an opportunity to tell Thomas, we've seen the Lord, he's risen. But Thomas, he was a little skeptical. Thomas said, essentially, I will not accept your word. I am not going to believe that Jesus has been raised from the dead unless I have the chance to see the proof, to see the evidence that you've also seen. I'll not accept the word of the apostles. So as we look at John 20, verse 25, the latter part of that verse, we have these words from Thomas. Except I shall see in his hands the print of his nails. I want to see it from my own eyes. And put my hand into his side. Thomas said, I will not believe. I'm not willing to walk by faith. I'm not willing to accept the testimony that you, my comrades, are willing to give. Well, Jesus knew what Thomas was thinking. So as we look at John chapter 20, the Bible says that after 8 days, Jesus shows up again. He appears this time to the apostles. Thomas on this occasion is also with him. John chapter 20, verse 26. And Jesus turns to Thomas and he says, you examine me. You wanted to see me? You wanted to check out the evidence? Here I am. Jesus told Thomas, you check out my hands. Look for the print of the nails. You check out my side to see what's there. And then Jesus said these words to this man. Be not faithless, but believing. Thomas saw. Thomas believed. And then we have these words, John 20, verse 28. My Lord and my God. And then we get to John chapter 20, verse 29. Information in that verse, which is also familiar. Jesus said, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. And then here's the key part. Jesus said, blessed are those, are they, that have not seen and yet believed. Once again, Jesus is making that point. The just, the righteous shall live by faith. Jesus was preaching that same message that was taught by Habakkuk, that same message that was later taught by the Apostle Paul. Now, it's one thing to say the just need to live by faith. But with teaching such as this, sometimes it's helpful to have some illustrations. God knew that. And as we think about what it means to live by faith, the Bible is replete with illustrations for it. For example, in the book of Hebrews, and I'm going to cite about 5 examples from Hebrews chapter 11. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4, we start with some information about Abel. The Bible says, Abel built an altar. Not only did Abel build an altar, the text says he built that altar by faith. Now that tells me a little something. It tells each of us a little something when it comes to living by faith. If we live by faith, part of that life means that we are going to be involved with worship. We might say that virtually every aspect of the worship that we offer to God is done by faith. we can't see the God that we worship. There is not one person in here that's ever seen God or touched God. There is no smell. There is no aroma when we come to worship. And we can say, we had some physical sensation when it comes to God. It doesn't work that way. We worship God by faith. Each week, when we have the Lord's Supper, we do that by faith. We weren't at Calvary. We didn't see Jesus crucified. We didn't personally see the Lord after the resurrection. We were not with him when he instituted the Lord's Supper. When we pray by faith. We have faith in a supreme being, being able to hear our prayer, being able to act on that prayer. We follow a book, the Bible, which is thousands of years old. We don't follow that blindly. We follow that based on evidence. And it is with that evidence that we come to that book and we say we accept it, we believe it, we trust it by faith. Living by faith goes hand in hand with worship. Worship for us should not simply be worship, but worship for us, like Abel, should be a matter of faith. A few verses later, same chapter, Hebrews chapter 11, we come to Noah in verse 7. And the Hebrew writer, as he talks about Noah, he uses those same words. Noah built an ark, just like Abel built an altar. But when we come to the ark that Noah built, the Bible says that that ark was built by faith. How many days were required for Noah to build the ark? I don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us. Noah may have kept count. I might have, had I been involved in that building project, but we don't know how many days he used. But you know, as you look at Hebrews 11:7, and you think about building this ark by faith, it reminds us that faith is a daily process. Let's go back to where we started. Israel, in the wilderness, 40 years. 40 years, 6 days a week, they gather that bread by faith. When they got up every morning, they had to believe by faith that bread was going to be provided. When they went to bed at night, they had to have faith that God was again going to provide that bread. And after that first week, and after that first year, and after that 10th year, and after that 20th year, and after that 39th year, faith, faith, faith. They had to live by faith. And this is also true for us. After we become a Christian, and this is, I think, one of the hardest lessons for anyone who ever becomes a Christian to try to put their minds around and to start following. But God wants us to live by faith every single day. That means as a Christian, when we get up, we have faith that God is going to be with us throughout the day. We may have some great disasters before the day ends, but if we're a Christian and we're living by faith, we have the conviction that God is going to be with us and he will see us through those difficult times. I've not been involved with a great number of building projects, a few here and there. But I have yet to be involved with a building project which did not go off without a hitch or two. A project that is substantial usually has some hiccups along the way. And as I think about that, and give consideration to Noah building an ark, do you think that there may have been some hiccups along the way? Do you think that Noah probably hit some snags along the way? With the technology that he had in that day and time, I think that's at least possible, and maybe that's likely. But this man built that ark by faith. Day after day, he believed that God would somehow be with him and that ark could somehow be constructed because that was the will of God. So he worked, he lived, he persisted by faith. Another man who lived by faith was Abraham. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. God said to Abraham, you need to go to a new location. Abraham, you don't know where this is. I'm going to send you out to a certain place and you just need to go. You have faith. And that's what the Bible says Abraham did. He went out to that new location by faith. Now, if you know me fairly well, and I think most of you do reasonably well, one of the best inventions for me in the last 20 years has been the GPS. I'm thankful for a lot of things, but the GPS has been a godsend for me in a lot of ways. My sense of direction has never been great, and the GPS has made a lot of my travels a lot easier. But you know, I found something with even the best GPS. You can have the best one made, and you can have the most up-to-date maps, but no GPS is perfect, at least not one that I've found. They can let you down. The next time you get lost, your GPS goes kapooey, or you forget it, or there's something else. And you're out there, perhaps in the middle of nowhere, perhaps it's night, perhaps you have a mechanical problem. Here is a suggestion for you. The just shall live by faith. As you're sitting there on the roadside wondering which way to go and how to get your GPS back up and running or where to buy a map, the just shall live by faith. God knew. Before we started that trip, that we were going to have an issue that day or that night. He was already well aware of that. And as that issue comes up in our life, rather than panic, take a deep breath. Remember who we are. Remember that we become a Christian, a child of God. Someone who God said, even to his people in the Old Testament era, the just, the righteous shall live by faith. I may have no clue where I am, but God does. He was well aware of the problem, even before the world was created, and God says to me, it's time for you to keep faith in me. The just shall live by faith. If we don't struggle with directions, maybe it's a flat tire. Tire goes kapooey. We look in the trunk for the spare and maybe it's flat. Learn to live and then try to always live by faith, regardless of the circumstances. One of the things that made Moses and so many of the other characters in the Bible so great was that they learned and they abided by this lesson. They were people who lived by faith. According to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 29, there the text tells us that the Red Sea was crossed. That's important. But not only was it crossed, the text says that it was crossed by faith. Now imagine that you're Moses. Here you have hundreds of thousands of people, perhaps at least 600,000, maybe at least 1 million people, and they're depending on you. You're the man, or you're the woman leading the people. And there is behind you an army that either wants to bring you back to Egypt or wants to destroy you. And in front of you, there's this vast body of water that at least as the current circumstances stand, you can't get through. By human standards, there is no way to go. There is no option. You really don't want to go back. You certainly can't go forward. What are you going to do? That was a position that Moses was in. And it might appear that the only position that you have is to turn around and fight, and you really don't have a military to do that. Well, based on that, you have in Exodus chapter 14, verses 13 and 14, 14, 13 and 14, these words. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, don't fear, stand still, and ye shall see the salvation of Jehovah, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians, whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Jehovah will fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Moses, when you look at his life, he didn't always get it right. Moses had some failures, sometimes some big failures. But when it came to living by faith on this occasion, that's what he did. And God delivered him. Such was also true for great Bible characters like Abraham. God's standard has always been for his people, live by faith. Exodus 16, Habakkuk, Paul, personally, congregationally. Israel had to do that with bread. 40 years of daily bread, 6 days a week. Now for us, things are different. Our society is unique in the sense that people are not generally headed to the grocery store thinking about daily bread. We set in groceries for maybe a week or maybe a month or maybe store things up for a year or more. And other aspects of our society are a lot less daily than we have in ancient times. Even though our society is different, we still as Christians need to be cognizant of the daily need that we have to be dependent on God. We've got, as we look at our songbooks, a lot of songs about faith. And there's a reason for that. Faith, remember how that goes? Faith is the victory. I'm not sure who wrote that song. I'm not sure what was going through the mind of the person who wrote those words, but he got it right. Faith is the victory because the just live by faith. As we mentioned this morning, a new year will be here soon. As we begin to reflect over the current year and our faith, did we try to plow through 2016 by faith? Or was it, well, we'll just kind of have some form of Christianity, but it's not really living by faith every single day. Maybe we can do better. And if that's true for us, tonight is the time to commit, to say to God, I've had some failures when it comes to living by faith. And there probably will, in my life, God, be some more times when I fail to live by faith. But I want to do my best from this point forward to live by faith. From the time I get up, through all the things that happen to me during the day, whether they're good or bad, and then when I get ready to go to sleep at night, God, I'm going to live by faith. Because the righteous, the just, live by faith. Is that how we're trying to live? It's by faith that things start, isn't it? We believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. It's by faith we repent. Because we have faith that someone named Jesus Christ came into this world and said, you need to repent or perish. It's by faith that we confess that Christ is the Son of God. It is by faith that we're baptized. And we believe by that process every single sin is forgiven. Acts 2 verse 38. It is by faith that we're raised up with Christ. And then we start walking, we start living that new life in Christ by faith. Every aspect of Christianity is somehow joined with faith. Are we walking? Are we living by faith? And if not, why? Those are the questions that we're asking, and those are the matters that we'd like to help you with, or if there's something else, to aid you in the appropriate way as we stand and sing the selected song.